Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. That's the SLA TV channel and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. 21,000 head offer this go-round, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the time that a lot will sell, estimated time, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. Also remind you, Superior Select Female Auction will be happening on Thursday, 1,400 head to be offered right after the regular auction. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming Thursday, November 21st. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, it was certainly a victory for cattle futures to close mixed and nearly unchanged yesterday. Traders are assessing their positions after the steady rise of futures over the past 2 months and the upcoming cattle on feed report, which is due out Friday. Steady prices are keeping traders with long positions from liquidating, but they're also making them nervous. Traders' resolve will be tested over the next 3 days. Buyers have been shy about posting bids as they need more direction before stepping out. Feedlots are willing to sell from 117 to 118 in the south and 185 to 188 in the north. Hogs have finally done it and eliminated the monkey on the back of all contracts except front month December by closing the charts gaps that had been left since September 11th. December was within 17 points of closing the gap. After closing the gap and triggering sell stops, some traders regrouped and bought into the market, bringing it back up substantially from the lows, potentially setting the stage for gains today. Now, moving to the grains, wheat prices are lower at all three exchanges, giving back part of the gains witnessed yesterday. Currently, Kansas City and Chicago are working on reversals after trading higher early in the overnight session. Weaker than expected condition ratings out of the Southern Plains seemed to support trade early yesterday, as did weekly deliverable stocks reports. Easier corn prices overnight with yesterday's, at least this morning's action, so far contained well inside of yesterday's range. While yesterday proved to be a positive session, settlements were noted well off the highs of the day as momentum was lost heading to the close. Very little corn-specific news yesterday, although the Canadian National Railway strike is worth paying attention to, considering the number of terminals and elevators serviced by CN in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois. And soybean prices are a few cents higher from the overnight, adding to Tuesday's gains. However, like corn, soybean prices ended well off the highs of the session on Tuesday. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live cattle up 7 cents yesterday, 118.77. February up down 5, 125.05. January feeder cattle down 45, 144.02. March down 25 cents, 144.47. December hogs down 60 cents, 62.15. February down 60 cents at 69.62. Kansas City wheat, December up 7 and a quarter, 425 and 3 quarters. March up 5 and a half at 431 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, December up 4 and 3 quarters at 512. March up 4 and a half at 515. 15 and a quarter. December corn up 2 and a quarter, 370. March up 3 and a half at 380 and three quarters. January soybeans up a penny and a quarter at 911 and a half. March up 1 and a half cents, 924 and a half penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.